Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from Sector 4 in South America. I'm Elf Marianne Bright reporting for SantaUpdate.com. All of South America and Greenland are watching for new bedtime warnings at this hour, as many anticipate the arrival of Santa here in just a few short hours. The question on the minds of many is if too many late-night Christmas Eve parties and church services might delay Santa in this part of the world. We go now to Rio de Janeiro and El Orlando to explore that question. Orlando, Rio is a happening town, and what's happening there as you see it?
Greetings, I'm Elf Rolando, stationed this year in Rio, and I can tell you, Marianne, that the streets are packed with partiers and nobody here is even thinking of going to bed tonight.
But Rolando, that could slow Santa down tremendously. He may even opt to skip them altogether.
Yes, government officials here are sending that same warning, Marianne, but so far nobody here really believes it. Some even say they want Santa to join the parade.
Oh my goodness, but what about the children, Rolando?
Well, they want the children to join the parade, too.
Okay, thanks for that report, Rolando. We remind our listeners, it is summertime down in the Southern Hemisphere, and it is quite normal for late-night celebrations there. This is not a new problem Santa has to deal with, so stay tuned for details to see if this will affect Santa's flight, especially since so many eyes are watching for a new speed record for Santa this year. From South America, this is Elf Marianne Bright reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.